Welcome. This is JW Broadcasting for January 2021. On Saturday, October 3rd, the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society of Pennsylvania held its annual business meeting via video conferencing. In normal times, after we care for that necessary business, we share spiritual encouragement in a larger meeting. However, we're not living in normal times. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we had to readjust our plans. However, the good news is we did not cancel the spiritual portion of the program. You likely already enjoyed Brother Hurd's talk in October about the 2021 year text. If not, we encourage you to do so. In addition, the governing body assigned me to be the chairman for the 2020 annual meeting, and I'll also be the anchor for this month's and next month's JW broadcasting programs. We're happy that in this month's broadcast, you'll see the first part of that spiritual portion of the annual meeting. It begins with a special musical prelude. Please enjoy.
美丽星辰在曙光中消失在天边金黄色阳光从树顶洒落微风轻轻吹拂过在诉说什么 于是我歌唱耶和华上帝你伟大创造多么奇妙我仰望星空心里充满赞叹和感动来一起赞美歌颂 一起赞美歌颂耶和华歌颂上帝歌颂上帝
耶和华上帝你伟大创造多么奇妙我仰望星空心里
Превыше всех имен Творца Иеговы имя, Его власть несравнима, Иегова, Ты наш Бог. Ты оказал нам честь и всех племен и наций народ собраться, чтоб имя чтить Твое. Иегова, Иегова, нет равного Тебе. Пусть светится Твое имя на небе. Знают люди все, Иегова, Иегова, нет равного Тебе, наш Бог, Бог. По слову Твоему нам становиться, по-новому раскрыться. Иегова, Ты наш Бог, свидетели мои, Ты сам нас называешь, нести весь доверяй. Об имени Твоем, Иегова, Иегова, нет равного Тебе. Пусть светится Твое имя на небе и земле. Ты один Бог всемогущий. Пусть знают люди все, Иегова, Иегова, нет равного Тебе, наш
Listen to my prayer, Jehovah. Let yourself be found by me. Feel the anguish deep inside me. Help me unafraid. Burden on Jehovah, trust in Him to sustain and save you. He will always give protection. protection. He is loyal, he is true. Had I wings just as a dove has, far from danger I would fly, safe from those who seek to hurt me, sheltered from their hateful cry. Throw your burden on Jehovah, trust in him to sustain and save you. He will always give protection. He is loyal, he is true. Comfort from our God Jehovah always brings us peace of mind. He will help us bear our burden. He is loving, he is kind. Throw your burden on Jehovah, trust in him to sustain save you. He will always give protection. He is loyal.
Annual meetings of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society of Pennsylvania have been held for many years, in fact, since January 1885. They have been held in different states in the U.S. and, in 1983, in Britain. This year, 2020, the corporate meeting is being held by video conference. The spiritual program has been recorded for the benefit of the brothers all over the earth. This is a historic annual meeting. In the past, we have had some historic annual meetings. For example, at the annual meeting held on October 2, 1944 in Pittsburgh, the members of the Pennsylvania Corporation adopted six resolutions amending its charter. The charter had provided that voting shares be issued to contributors of funds to the society's work, but the Third Amendment eliminated that provision. Thereafter, directors of the society were to be voted into office by individuals who were fully devoted to Jehovah, irrespective of the amount of money that they contributed to advance the kingdom work. After the historic annual meeting in 1944, a vital question remained. Since the governing body was then closely identified with the Pennsylvania Corporation's seven-member board of directors, did this mean that the governing body could never be made up of more than seven anointed Christians? Moreover, since the directors are elected by the members of the corporation, were the corporation members electing members of the governing body at the annual meeting each year? Are the directors and officers of the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society of Pennsylvania and the members of the governing body one and the same? Or are they different? These questions were answered years later. They were answered at the annual meeting held on October 1, 1971, another historic annual meeting. On that occasion, one of the speakers pointed out that the governing body preceded the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society of Pennsylvania by hundreds of years. Now, contrary to some who opposed Jehovah and the earthly part of his organization and claim there was no governing body in the first century, and hence they see no need for a governing body today, a governing body was formed at Pentecost of 33 CE, more than 18 centuries before the Pennsylvania Corporation came into existence. At first, the governing body consisted of 12 apostles. Its number was enlarged later, for the apostles and older men in Jerusalem were taking the lead. Now notice what happened later here in the Bible book of Acts in chapter 15. So other issues had been handled by the 12 apostles, but now with this circumcision issue that came up amongst the congregations, notice what we read here in verse 2 of Acts 15. But after quite a bit of dissension and disputing by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was arranged for Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others to go up to the apostles and elders in Jerusalem regarding this issue. So the issue was going to be settled by the first century governing body, and now it's larger than the apostles. It included the elders and the apostles in Jerusalem. Now, what is the benefit of following the direction from the governing body in the first century and by extension today? Notice in Acts 16, verse 4 and 5, they're carrying the decree there, and it mentions as they traveled on through the cities, they would deliver to them for observance, the decrees that had been decided on by the apostles and the elders who were in Jerusalem. Now notice, then indeed the congregations continued to be made firm in the faith and to increase in number day by day. Isn't that beautiful? There was a governing body. They didn't have a need for legal entities to advance the kingdom work in the first century, but they did indeed need a governing body. As long as conditions in this world permit, the governing body will make use of legal entities. If a legal entity is dissolved by government decree, the preaching work will still go on. Even now, in lands where restrictions are in effect and no legal entities are used, the kingdom message is being proclaimed, disciples are being made, and theocracy's increase continues. In the midst of this pandemic, the preaching continues. Many experiences are happening globally. Now, one I received and confirmed from two elders serving at Warwick Bethel, I think you'll appreciate. So much going on and so many nice experiences, but a healthcare system that operates dozens of hospitals across the United States, and many of them were COVID hotspots, they wanted to publish a video interview featuring two frontline healthcare workers in one of the hospitals. Well, it happened that the two nurses they chose for the interviews were our brothers. They were asked to supply pictures of their family. One of the pictures had been taken before the pandemic in front of a paradise scene in one of our assembly halls. Now, the woman coordinating the video interviews told the brother that she recognized that scene. So he asked her if she was a witness. She replied, "No, but I studied with the witnesses and I know it's the truth. I can see how close we are to the end." The brother then told her that be happy to know that the second nurse whom she had interviewed the day before was also a witness. Then the woman burst into tears. She said it made sense that the two nurses selected for this interview would both be witnesses. "I can see it in your approach and the belief in something bigger than this." And she said she planned to resume her Bible study. So we pray for this woman and all the wonderful experiences happening as the preaching goes on during this pandemic. So this is all happening because Jehovah's Witnesses plant and water, and God keeps making it grow. All glory goes to Jehovah. At this meeting, as was pointed out last year with the announcement about the Ramapo Project, you will learn that the faithful slave is not slowing down. We have more work to do until Jehovah says the preaching work is finished. As we look to the future, we are confident that Jehovah will care for the spiritual and material needs of his people. He and his son Jesus Christ will continue to provide the heavenly direction and support needed to complete the kingdom preaching work. We therefore beg Jehovah for his spirit to finish the work he has given us. While Jehovah's organization here on earth is legally established and abides by governmental requirements for its business meetings, this organization is bound by a higher power. Before he left the earth, Jesus told his followers, "Go, make disciples, teaching them." But he did even more. Jesus promised that during the time of the end, we would also receive food at the proper time to help us fulfill that commission. Has Jesus kept his promise? Please watch the following video. It is entitled, "Go, Teaching Them."
Everyone who claims to be a Christian and has dedicated himself to Jehovah God must not only preach, but he must be able to teach. We must go into the homes of the people and teach them what the Bible says.
We needed a book that could be used effectively in conducting Bible studies. One that would cover the basic doctrines and truths.
Many years ago in the Bethel dining room, after the noon meal, Brother Noor read off a list of 15 to 20 brothers' names who were to report at his office immediately. And they were told to write a new study book using simple, everyday language, just as they would present basic Bible truths to someone at the door. Well, within months, that book was written, printed, and released as Let God Be True.
That book made even a new publisher feel confident. It was like having a bombshell in our hands, capable of blowing to bits all of the false doctrines.
At one house, I conducted studies in that book for 15 years with different people. First, a woman. Next, a family. Then some young people. Finally, another woman. 6 people in all got baptized using that book.
Still, some struggled to finish this and the even more detailed Impossible to Lie book and to make progress. By the late 1960s, a book was needed that got right to the point.
They called it the Blue Bomb, and it was a game changer. Game changer. It was written in a simple, clear, and appointed way so that any sincere reader could understand it.
I used to deal drugs. I wanted to change, but I didn't know how. Then, my manager gave me the truth book. I was immediately convinced I'd found the truth and the real meaning of life. From then on, everyone who came looking for drugs got a truth book instead.
By the early 1980s, the field needed something new.
Could a book be produced at the same level as the Bible Stories book, but with the information presented in the truth book?
I had no Bible studies at all. Now I have 3 and a 4th one ready to start. Thank you.
I was studying with a man who had been smoking for 17 years. Then he started to read the Live Forever book. That did it. Any book that powerful shouldn't go to waste sitting on the shelf.
Only a decade later, the world had changed. In some lands, so many wanted to study that they were put on a waiting list. Other lands faced a different problem.
Somehow we dilly and dally with some of our students. Takes us years to bring some into the truth, and we wonder why. Maybe this book, with its pointed truths, will open their minds and their hearts to see.
The Live Forever book helped me to love Jehovah, but the Knowledge book helped me to make the decision to serve Him.
My husband studied the Knowledge book while he was working in Poland. He loved it so much that he translated it into Mongolian and sent it to us. Soon, we were all baptized. My husband then joined the Real Mongolian Translation Team.
Still, we needed a book that not only sped up disciple-making, but also touched the heart.
This book has an instant appeal that quickly draws householders into a conversation. Some are calling it the gold nugget.
I was searching for something to fill the emptiness that we both felt in our lives. I was being trained by one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and she said, "Feel free to read whatever I have in my toolbox." I opened it, and immediately, little yellow book, "What Does the Bible Really Teach?" caught my eye. The scriptures in the beginning of the book, they touched my heart immediately, and I felt like these answer all the questions I've been searching for my entire life.
Publication entitled, "What Can the Bible Teach Us?"
It was like having a bombshell in our hands.
It really touched the heart, and it helped bring many into the truth.
I found answers to all my questions in just one book.
This book was sent from God.
The best teaching tool I have ever been privileged to use.
We thought this was the book and the only book, and that there never could be another.
Many of you have used every one of those publications over the years. Like me, you have felt that each one was a great instrument for its time. But we're not stuck in the past. We look to the future. What is the future of disciple-making? Listen as Brother David Splain delivers the talk, "Wouldn't It Be Great?"
The year text for 2020 was about the preaching work. Go, make disciples, baptizing them. Now, in harmony with that theme, the governing body directed that a number of study articles should be prepared for the study edition of the Watchtower on the ministry, and particularly about conducting Bible studies. Then, at the regional convention this summer, why, almost the entirety of Saturday was dedicated to the disciple-making work. Why? We don't just want to report Bible studies. We want to make disciples. That's what Jesus told us to do. Go make disciples, baptizing them. Now, when it comes to reporting Bible studies, we're doing very well. Worldwide, we're reporting about 10 million Bible studies. And when you think of it, in many cases, more than one person is sitting in on that study. So it could be that between 12 and 15 million people are studying the Bible with us. But now, what about the make disciples part of it? Well, every year, between 200 and 300,000 people are baptized. So you can see that the make disciples part is lagging behind the reporting Bible studies part. Now, this trend has been a concern of the governing bodies for a number of years, and we wondered, why is it that so many people are not taking a stand for the truth? You can probably think of a number of reasons yourself. Some people, for example, are quite happy to learn what the Bible teaches, but they're not willing to act on what the Bible teaches. They're not willing to make drastic changes in their life. Some may have studied through a whole book, or maybe two, but they haven't been to a single meeting. Maybe one. Maybe the memorial once. Well, they make us think of something that Jehovah told the Israelites back in the days of Ezekiel. I'd like you to turn to Ezekiel chapter 33, and we're going to read verse 32. Now, this was a description of the Israelites in Ezekiel's day, but I think you'll find that the description fits pretty well a few of our Bible students. Ezekiel 33, I'll give you a moment, and we're going to read verse 32. Look, you are to them like a romantic love song, sung with a beautiful voice and skillfully played on a stringed instrument. But then notice this, they will hear your words, but no one will act on them. Doesn't that describe some of our Bible students? Or maybe the study isn't regular. Maybe it isn't consistent. Maybe the student often cancels, or maybe the publisher often cancels. Well, if a study isn't regular, it's pretty hard for the person to make progress, isn't it? And in many cases, kind-hearted publishers just can't bring themselves to stop the study when no progress is being made. Or they may say, if I stop the study, I won't have a study. I like having a Bible study. Well, we're talking about progressive Bible studies, and that's a challenge. It's not easy to conduct a progressive Bible study. There are so many factors to consider. For example, how early do I bring in prayer? How do I direct interest to the organization? How early should I mention the meetings? And what do I do if my Bible student doesn't show up at the meeting? What about opposition? That can be tricky. Bring it up too soon, and you might scare them off. Wait too long, and it may be too late. And what about the ministry? How do I encourage my Bible student to share what he is learning with others? These are a lot of challenges, and don't even mention helping my Bible student to break a bad habit like smoking. Wouldn't it be great if we could get some help with some of these things? Here's more food for thought. How do I make sure that the material is really touching the student's heart? I want that student to love Jehovah, to get to know Jehovah. I want him to have a warm personal relationship with Jehovah so that no one, neither the boss, nor his relatives, nor his mate, nor his neighbor, will be allowed to come between my student and Jehovah God. Here's another thing. We're conducting a Bible study, and we want to focus on the Scriptures. Jesus said, "The seed is the Word of God." So now, how do I draw my student out as to his feelings about this Scripture? Maybe he understands what the Scripture says, but how does he feel about what he is learning? Wouldn't it be great if some of those questions were prepared for us? Bible students also have challenges in their personal life. Wouldn't it be great if we could bring someone on our study who's gone through a similar situation to the students, who understands what the student is going through? That would really take the pressure off, wouldn't it? And how can you evaluate the progress of the student? How do I know if the student is steadily working toward becoming an unbaptized publisher and then getting baptized? Here's another thing. One of the reasons why it takes so long for some to make progress is that there are two books and a brochure to go through. That's a lot of reading. And when you think of it, a lot of our students have never opened a book since they left school. So for them, this is a big change. Some get baptized before they've covered the second book. And that's a pity, because they're losing out on practical information on Christian living that they really need to have. And then some of our brothers and sisters are not even using the Jehovah's Will brochure to direct interest to the organization. The Jehovah's Will brochure? What's that? Exactly. Wouldn't it be great if in just one book we could cover all the basic doctrinal matters, all of the matters about Christian living, and direct people's interest in to the organization in just one book? That truly would be great. Well, maybe right now you're saying, all right, I understand we do need some help with this, but what are you doing about it? I'll tell you. In April 2018, the service committee of the governing body surveyed the branches to find out what teaching methods were really effective in bringing people along to baptism. We have to admit that some of the study material and teaching methods that we used 30 years ago, they were great for the time, but they don't necessarily meet the needs of people today. Well, they got some good answers in, and based on the answers, early in 2019, a team of brothers, there were writers, there were designers and consultants, they got together to investigate whether we could improve on the tools that we're using. And they came up with a new method for conducting studies. Now let's stop here and be very clear. We deeply appreciate all of the study material that we've had over the years. It's always been great for the times. Now maybe like me, you cut your teeth on let God be true. This means everlasting life. The truth shall make you free. Those books were just perfect for the period just after World War II. And then we know that the Live Forever book was a real favorite with many. Now, it wasn't the Study Forever book, it was the Live Forever book, but some took an awful long time to complete their study in that book. And of course, we've all appreciated the Teach Us book and Remain in God's Love. All of this material has been very, very good. But times change, and people's needs change as well. We're living in a visual society, and people learn less by reading than by observing, by watching, and by discussion. So, what are we saying? Are you ready? Today, the governing body is happy to announce that a brand new publication for conducting Bible studies will soon be made available in printed form and in electronic form. Would you like to know the title? It's a good one. Enjoy Life Forever, an Interactive Bible Course. The title is taken from Psalm 22:26. Those seeking Jehovah will praise Him. May you enjoy life forever. Isn't that nice? Isn't that a nice text? Now, how was the course put together? Well, the branches sent in all of their comments, and they were good comments. And then the writers got busy, and they analyzed the comments that were sent in by the branches. And on the basis of those comments, three sample lessons were prepared. Now, the lessons looked good on paper, but would they work in the field? To find out, those lessons were sent to 97 different countries for field testing. And the results were very encouraging. So, all 60 lessons in the book were sent to the field for testing. Now, the question may come up, who are the testers? Did you get all the circuit overseers, the missionaries, the special pioneers together and have them test the material? Well, there were some of those, but we're not all circuit overseers. We're not all missionaries or special pioneers. So a wide variety of brothers and sisters were used in this test. Some were quite new in the truth, and others had been in the truth for quite some time. The result is the publication that will soon be made available. Now, what's different about this course? I'm not going to go into much detail because Brother Jackson is going to handle that, but here are a couple of points. First of all, very important, All of the information that's required to answer the 60 questions for baptismal candidates is covered thoroughly in this book. All of the information needed, that's Bible topics, Christian living topics, directing interest to the organization, it's all thoroughly covered in just one book. You do not have to study a second book. What's the format like? Well, it's somewhat similar to the midweek workbook. And you'll see that it's organized in a way that there can be a free discussion between the student and the conductor. In fact, in each lesson, there are just a few introductory paragraphs that the student is invited to read ahead of time, but most of the lesson will be handled between the conductor and the student. It will be a discussion. The material will focus on the scriptures. A typical sentence might read, "Read this scripture, then answer these questions." And the questions are provided. The electronic copy of the book has links to some 200 different videos that you can read, view during the study. Remember the problem of having somebody along on the study who has gone through the same problems as the student has? Problem solved. You just look up a video interview and play that for the student, and no doubt he will glean a great deal of benefit from it. At regular intervals, tactful reference is made to sharing the truth with others. A typical question? How would you explain what you just learned to a friend? At the end of every lesson, the student is given a goal that he can work toward, and that way it will help him to evaluate his progress. And Jehovah's qualities are showcased throughout the book. We want the student to realize that Jehovah loves him very much, and that Jehovah's feelings are influenced, affected by the decisions that the student makes. And that way, he will cultivate a warm personal relationship with Jehovah. Well, we humans are creatures of habit, aren't we? We've used the simple question and answer method for many, many years in conducting Bible studies. And it has met the needs in the past. But in our communication with the branches, it has become obvious that something else is needed. So ask Jehovah to help you to get used to this new method and use it. You'll be glad you did. We pray that Jehovah will bless our efforts to use this tool. And wouldn't it be great if, when you use it, you not only study with people, but make disciples of them?
Thank you, Brother Splane. What an exciting announcement. Brother Splane asked, "Wouldn't it be great if you could make a disciple?" That is a great thought. How do you feel, though, about learning this new way of conducting Bible studies? Are you excited? Are you eager to start? Or are you a little uneasy? Brother Jeffrey Jackson is going to help you see how you can confidently use our new book on Bible studies. His talk is entitled, "Yes, It Would Be Great, But..."
Wouldn't it be great? Yes, it would be great, but we have a lot of questions, don't we? The first question is, did we hear that correctly? That not only are we receiving a new publication, but we're also starting a new method of conducting Bible studies? The answer is yes. But why is that necessary? Well, to answer that question, let's think of a few things that have changed in recent years. For example, think about the New World Translation and the revision of the New World Translation. Was that revised because the reference Bible was no longer any good? No. We remember the explanation given that reading skills of people have changed. No longer do people enjoy reading and taking that slow journey to eventually get to a destination. But rather, this modern age, we find that people are wanting to get to the destination very quickly. They want clear, simple explanations that give them the meaning quickly. But what if the governing body, when they were considering whether or not to revise the New World Translation, had said, "But we can't do this because the brothers and sisters would have to learn a whole lot of new vocabulary. And all their favorite scriptures they'd have to memorize again, and they probably wouldn't be able to find those verses on the right page in the Bible." But the governing body didn't decide that, not to have the revision. But rather, we saw how Jehovah blessed the revision of the New World Translation. And haven't we been happy using this and getting the benefits from it? But not only have reading skills changed, but also learning skills. And that's shown by some of the adjustments that have been made to our midweek meeting. Now we see our midweek meeting is fast-moving, it's interesting, and it seems so much easier to learn things about the Bible. Recently, I was talking to a sister who has been in the truth for about 65 years, and she said concerning the midweek meeting, "I have learned more about the Bible in the last few years than in the previous 60 years. And isn't that true? But what if the governing body, when they were considering this change, had said, "Well, we can't make that change because the older brothers and sisters won't be able to adapt to it"? Aren't we happy that the change was made? Of course we are, because we can see the beautiful benefits that have come from that change. When we think about all these changes that have occurred, we can see that it fulfills what Jehovah promised. And if you turn with me, please, to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 60, and let's remind ourselves of what is said in the beginning of verse 17. Here Jehovah promises, "Instead of the copper, I will bring in gold. And instead of the iron, I will bring in silver. Instead of the wood, copper. And instead of the stones, iron." Doesn't this describe nicely the promise Jehovah has made to help us to keep improving the various things that we're doing with preaching the good news and also our spiritual feeding programs? Yes, things continue to improve. But let's also remember how verse 16 in the same chapter starts. It says, "And you will actually drink the milk of nations." We probably remember that the Watchtowers helped us to understand that this milk of the nations involves all the things that are being developed, including modern technology. And Jehovah's people, with Jehovah's blessing, have used many of these modern things to help us with teaching and preaching. Yes, as Brother Splane said very accurately, times change and people's needs change. And that's very true. As we've seen, reading skills have changed and learning skills have too. So for that reason, over the last few years, our Bible study tools have changed slightly. We've seen how they've become simpler, easier to use, and many of us are using videos along with these publications. But of course, sometimes it gets a little complicated because we're not quite sure what video to show when. How refreshing it was when we saw that the digital version of the Good News brochure had videos embedded in it, so you're able to tap on the video and have the right video at the right time when you're conducting a study. Well, this new publication takes all of this experience that we've gained from trying to enhance our Bible study tools, and now we have something that will be very easy to use. But what does the publication look like? And Brother Splane mentioned it had been field tested, so those who have already used it, what did they say about this new publication? And how does the governing body feel about this new publication? All those questions are answered in this video.
Jehovah has always given us the right tool at the right time to teach others. And this new book is no exception. How is this book organized? Each lesson is divided into three parts. How do you use it to conduct a Bible study? You might encourage your student to read the first part of a lesson in advance and to note the questions in bold and the key scriptures. Begin each study by reading and discussing the first part together. Next, consider together the Dig Deeper section. Begin by reading the introductory statement, which explains what follows, and take note of the subheadings that outline the main points. Read the scriptures, watch the provided videos together, and then discuss how the scriptures and videos answer the related questions. Discuss the artwork with the student. Then follow with the questions found in the Some People Say section. Then, read the summary and discuss the review questions. Your student can enter the date the lesson was completed. Each lesson provides a goal for the student. And the Explore section offers additional content that may be useful depending on your student's needs and interests. Yes, this tool is very different. Why was it designed this way?
It's a lot like the teaching used in our theocratic schools. It is very interactive. On the one hand, the lessons are written in such a way to really make the student think about what he is learning.
This tool has the ability to involve the Bible student. It shows them a video, and then they have references they can look at. But the way that it's designed involves them, and it really is going to give them a good foundation.
On the other hand, the teacher can use the viewpoint questions to draw out how the student really feels about what he's learning from God's Word.
This is the most thoroughly field-tested publication that we have ever produced. From writing the text to simplifying the text, polishing it, getting it ready, it has been produced so that it can be translated into many languages so as to help people everywhere.
Yes, this tool is very different. But is it effective? Hundreds of publishers in almost 100 lands tested the lessons. What do they say about it?
I love the new layout. It's current and it's intuitive. And the way the Bible truths are presented, it's very logical and easy to understand. I think it's going to be a game changer.
The Dig Deeper section is amazing. It ensures that the teaching comes directly from the Bible. Because this part of the study becomes a conversation, the students answer right from their hearts, which allows me to learn a lot more about how they think and feel.
The new method really helps us to convince the mind and reach the heart. Most of all, it helps both the teacher and the student to focus on the scriptures rather than on the study aid.
We never heard anybody say, "the paragraph says," because when they did answer the question, they were expressing what they really believed.
The lessons are both logical and concise. The method is highly interactive.
The students not only respond in their own words, but are also able to come to the correct conclusions all by themselves.
It helps me as the teacher to talk less, and it helps the student to express himself and to think.
And the videos elicited comments, sometimes of even a personal nature, that probably never would have come out had it not been for the videos.
The aim is to get to know Jehovah, to love Jehovah, to learn what His will is for us, and to do that will, and also to draw close to His organization.
I've been in full-time service for over 50 years. I conduct several Bible studies. These lessons cannot be compared with others. They are more effective and just what we need for our times.
It equips them to explain to others what they have learned. And as a teacher, that fills me with so much joy that I am motivated to be zealous and find more new Bible studies.
We are so excited about this new approach to teaching Bible truths. The main points stand out, the application is clear, and it's easy to remember. And everybody can benefit from it, from those with little or no education to those who are highly educated. Our students are going to love this new publication.
And we will too, as this will make us better teachers of God's Word, so as to make more disciples before the end comes.
And how do members of the governing body feel about this innovative approach?
This book has the potential to draw many honest-hearted ones into Jehovah's organization, to serve alongside us in pure worship, and dedicate their lives to Jehovah.
Compared to all the Bible study tools we've used in the past, this is gold.
And that's what it's all about, helping that student build a close relationship with Jehovah, and unquestionably, this new publication, this marvelous gift from Jehovah, will help us accomplish this worthy goal.
We recognize humbly that whatever tool we use, only Jehovah can make it grow. So we're praying that Jehovah will grant success to this new tool to build and make disciples of Christ.
We are not just preachers. We are teachers. We are disciple makers. This new book gives us what we need to help others love Jehovah, follow Christ, get baptized, and enjoy life forever.
What a fantastic new publication! I'm sure all of us are looking forward to using it. But you may be thinking, how big is it? How many pages are there? Well, there are 256 pages, and there are 60 lessons. Well, you may be thinking, will that be overwhelming to many people when we show them this new publication? Many of our Bible studies that we start do lesson 1, 2, and then by 3, perhaps they stop studying. So if we're using a large publication, could it be that it would be a waste of a publication if someone isn't going to continue to study? Wouldn't it be great if we also had something else that would introduce this new study system? And that's exactly what we're happy to announce, the release of a new brochure entitled Enjoy Life Forever, Introductory Bible Lessons. Now, this new brochure contains within it the first 3 lessons of the new publication. When you look at the back of this brochure, you'll notice that it's designed similarly to the design of our tracts. It has a question: is it possible to enjoy life forever? Would you say yes, no, maybe? The explanation that's given below, along with the scriptures, help us then to direct the attention to the first lesson in the brochure. And this first lesson is entitled, How Can the Bible Help You? The second lesson is, The Bible Gives Hope. And the third lesson, Can You Trust the Bible? What a wonderful way to introduce this new publication. So once we've gone through the brochure, finished the 3 lessons, if someone shows that they really want to continue in their Bible study, then we introduce them to the larger publication and start at lesson number 4. Well, that's so exciting, isn't it? It will be very easy to use this and also to use the electronic version, which has been developed the same time as the printed version. With the electronic version in JW Library, you'll be able to just tap the link and it will take you to the videos or to the verses or to the reference material. Isn't that exciting? I'm sure all of us are looking forward to being able to use this new brochure and the new publication to start Bible studies. But there's still one question left. Wouldn't it be great if we can use these publications to help other persons to become disciples, yes, and to enjoy life forever?
Yes, that will be great, Brother Jackson. Thank you. It is exciting to have such an innovative new tool to conduct Bible studies. And that first exposure to the introductory study brochure was very helpful. But you might be thinking, the video was presented so fast, it's a blur in my mind. I am not sure if I understand all of the features or how the study is to progress. Well, take heart. For one thing, you can watch that video over and over again, if you like. But also, please know that more information will be coming to help you assimilate these new teaching techniques in the future. What is next on our program? Over the past few years, our annual meeting program has presented a longer-than-usual animated edition of Become Jehovah's Friend. It is always special. This year is no exception. We are pleased to present to you young ones and all of you who are still young at heart the new epic edition entitled Jehovah Forgives. Please enjoy the presentation.
It was Jesus' last night with his apostles. You were the ones who have stuck with me in my trials.
Soon, Jesus would be arrested. It was going to be very hard for them.
All of you will be stumbled in connection with me on this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered about.
They were going to run away and abandon Jesus. But Peter said,
although all the others are stumbled in connection with you,
I will never be stumbled.
Very good, Caleb. Peter thought he was strong and would never make Jehovah sad.
I tell you, Peter, a rooster will not crow today until you have denied knowing me three times.
Cuckoo!
No, it's cuckoo-doo-doo-doo!
Nuh-uh. That's not a rooster.
Okay, kids, it's not important how the rooster sounds.
I'll never make Jehovah sad.
Me neither.
We know you'd never want to.
But Jesus knew Peter would be afraid. And when you are afraid...
Oh no, you're late! Hurry, grab your bags! Be careful. Love you, kids! See you later.
Be good.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Anybody?
He had a rough day.
Oh, what happened? Caleb, are you okay?
What if Jehovah doesn't want to be my friend anymore?
Jehovah wants to be your friend. But if you did something bad, he wants you to tell.
Okay, so today at school, I was outside on the playground. Hey, I was just,
You can have it.
Wait! I thought he can't have it.
Yeah, which is it?
I didn't want it anyway.
But I thought the Bible says you can't.
It says... Come on, what does it say?
I'm not sure.
But you came to my house the other day to talk about the Bible, don't you remember?
yeah, maybe that wasn't me.
That was you, but you're scared.
That was a rough day. Do you remember when Peter said he would never stumble? Later that night, Jesus was arrested.
Move it.
Peter loved him and wanted to help. But doing the right thing isn't always easy.
You too were with Jesus the Galilean.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait! This is one of them.
I do not know the man.
Hey, you follow Jesus. I saw you in the garden with him, did I not?
I swear, I do not know the man.
Thing to do, but he was afraid and did the wrong thing.
Just like at school.
Yes. Peter didn't want to make that mistake ever again. But he wondered if Jesus and Jehovah would still be his friends.
Thank you.
After Jesus was resurrected, he talked to Peter.
Simon, son of John, do you love me?
Yes, Lord, you know I have affection for you.
Jesus forgave him.
And so did Jehovah. But Peter had to talk to Jesus. If you upset Jehovah, what do you think you have to do?
Talk to Jehovah.
That's right. You need to pray to ask for forgiveness. And Jesus showed Peter that he was forgiven by giving him more work to do.
Shepherd my little sheep.
So why didn't Peter give up when he made a mistake?
Because Jehovah forgives. Hey, guys! Oh, wait! I'm gonna need to explain birthdays. Can you help me?
Of course.
That was a masterful application of a Bible example about Jehovah's forgiveness. Caleb got the point, and so did all of us. Did you notice, at the very end, Caleb asked his father to help him explain our stand on birthdays? Please, look forward to an upcoming video on demand segment where his father does just that. And by the way, we are making a poster available online. And you'll be happy to know that posters will be made available for the other epic animation videos of the Become Jehovah's Friend series. The pandemic in 2020 changed the way we carried out true worship. The memorial last year was experienced in private homes, our preaching methods were changed, and our regional conventions were transformed into pre-recorded sessions. But we were all cared for spiritually. What was involved in making this all happen so quickly and effectively? Please, watch our next video.
...2020 was a year of unprecedented change.
The coronavirus pandemic has taken a grim toll around the world.
In some parts of the world, the coronavirus is beginning to spread more quickly.
This global pandemic has thrown the world into a state of uncertainty.
On a global scale, it was unlike anything Jehovah's people had yet experienced in the 21st century.
Everyday life for many of us has been disrupted in ways we might never have imagined.
We've made dramatic adjustments to our activities all over the world.
Learn how to use new apps like Skype and Zoom. What's that?
It changed how we attended meetings, engaged in the ministry, and visited with friends. For some of us, this may have been the very first time we ever held a memorial in our home. And although attending in smaller groups may have been even closer to how the memorial was observed in earlier times, for most modern-day servants of Jehovah, this was likely a unique experience. Then, during the summer, we enjoyed a full convention program with talks delivered directly from governing body members and their helpers. And in most cases, again, streamed right into our homes. Yes, despite the various challenges and difficulties experienced in 2020, Jehovah's organization continued undaunted, providing the right food at the right time. But why was this convention unlike any other in our organization's history? What were the challenges? And most important, what have been the benefits?
On March 11th of 2020, the World Health Organization made the assessment that COVID-19 could be characterized as a pandemic.
At that point, we had no idea as to what governments were going to do worldwide. Would they allow our brothers to meet in Kingdom Halls? Would they allow our brothers to meet in larger venues? We had no idea whatsoever.
The governing body approved a letter to all branches canceling all live conventions worldwide.
And the idea was for us to pre-record a program that could be used in any location around the world so that they would at least have the program of the regional convention.
We wanted to ensure that this spiritual food got out there to all of our dear brothers and sisters. More important, we wanted to make certain that this program went forward because it honors Jehovah. He's the source of the joy that we have.
So very quickly, speakers were each assigned two convention parts. They had to prepare them, and it was scheduled to have all of these talks recorded during the last 2 weeks of April.
Giving a talk at an open arena or at a large event, you have the opportunity of getting feedback from the audience. If you say something that impresses the audience or makes them happy, seeing the smiling faces there, somehow that really stirs up our presentation and helps us to make it more lively and meaningful. But being in the basement of the office building, looking at a camera with nobody else in the room, knowing that it's just a couple of persons recording it in another room, certainly is a very different way to present a talk.
And Jehovah has allowed us to endure this time of pandemic. But he also had to know, and we're convinced he knew, that we could still make this Always Rejoice program happen because we would use the tools available to us, and he would help us, and that's exactly what we did.
Next, let's take a closer look at some additional challenges faced once the talks were recorded. We had the opportunity to hear from some of the departments involved. Brothers, how did the team adapt to the challenges?
Well, the reaction initially was we were very excited. We love to try new things, and this was a huge opportunity to do just that. But then as we had more meetings about it, we found out what all was going to be involved. We suddenly got very nervous because we found out about all the translation and how soon everything had to be finished.
What impact did that have?
Audio-video services had never produced an online program of this size before. You're talking an 18-hour online regional convention that had to be produced in a very short time.
In most years, we just translate the outlines, which are relatively easy, and then we translate all the convention videos and dramas. But this year, the translators not only had to do that work of translating the videos, but they had to translate the scripts for each talk and then arrange for recording all of those talks. It was a tremendous amount of work.
Some of us were saying, can we postpone it? Can we ask to write back and say, brothers, please, can we do it later? Because we just thought it is impossible to do.
The government in India had announced a complete lockdown. So overnight, we're without our offices, our computer equipment, our recording studios, the level of connectivity we would enjoy. We felt like a carpenter who was asked to produce furniture, but has no access to his toolbox or his workshop.
That is a lot to contend with. What are some unique solutions that the teams came up with to meet those various challenges?
Well, there were amazing solutions. One of the things that impressed me was the recording studios that were made. Normally, the translators go into the RTO or the branch to do the recording, but now they had to make hundreds of makeshift studios in their homes.
Our translator accomplished the work outside the branch with the power coming in and out. Well, the brothers would wait, and as soon as the power comes, they would start working, no matter what time was it in the day. Our dead brothers were so dedicated that they accomplished the work.
Very touching.
But our brothers who do sign language recordings have to record in front of a camera. But they also needed to have, ideally behind them, a background that was bright green or bright blue so that their signing could be superimposed onto another video. And so some brothers were able to get a cloth. Many of our brothers painted a wall in their house this bright chartreuse color.
Admirable ingenuity. Thank you.
One of the most interesting solutions was that many of the translators around the world in different branches would go into their car late at night when all the noise had subsided in the neighborhood, and they would do the recording inside the car.
Thank you and everyone working with you for being so willing to adapt. In your opinion, what made all of this possible?
Despite a global pandemic, despite a lockdown, none of those things matter to Jehovah's organization. What has shut down various other things throughout the world proved to be no obstacle for Jehovah and his earthly organization. And what a beautiful thing it is to see this program be something that's enjoyed by everyone worldwide.
Here, despite the conditions going on in the world around us, Jehovah's people are moving forward. And you really see the fulfillment of Malachi 3:18, where it says that you will see a distinction between those serving Jehovah and those who don't.
Everyone who had a part in this, the thousands of brothers and sisters around the world who had a part in bringing these convention programs to our brothers and sisters, they're just normal people like you and I. But Jehovah uses normal people to accomplish incredible things.
This convention has been a landmark convention because of the content and the beautiful theme. But we'll also remember it for the way Jehovah helped us to produce it in so many languages for our brothers and sisters in the country and around the world.
Well, in translation, we like verbs. And in Jehovah's name, there's a verb. It causes to become. This 2020 convention was a proof that Jehovah causes whatever he wants to become to accomplish his purpose. Because if there's a convention that Jehovah used to give glory to his name, this is it.
What beautiful conviction. Thank you, brothers. Yes, Jehovah's Spirit helped ensure that the work was accomplished in spite of many challenges. But what were some of the blessings experienced once the work was done?
Because the convention is being presented by means of video, it's possible to pause at any time when necessary. Just to go back a little bit to watch something that maybe we didn't quite get, and maybe even because sometimes our minds drift. It's good because we can go back and rewatch it. And in this way, we get even more benefit from the program.
I cannot imagine a convention more international than this one. We saw how the brothers were able to make a difficult situation turn out well. That is, we're together. Even if we're physically apart from each other, we are united at this convention.
Volunteers were sent by the elders to travel and obtain the videos due to lack of internet in our village. We traveled about 46 kilometers on foot. Sometimes we would leave early in the morning or late in the evening, even traveling at night in order to obtain the videos. But with Jehovah's blessing, we overcame all of these challenges.
I lost my dearest wife about 2 months before the convention started,
It was cancer. We had been married for 14 years, and she was only 47. She was my greatest partner in Jehovah's service, so this left me with a gaping hole. The theme of the convention, to always rejoice, came just at the right time for me. I know it was Jehovah's wonderful gift to me. Through the convention, I could see that Jehovah had sent all the members of the governing body and its helpers to me personally. I can't think of a better gift.
I really enjoyed the audio description because I am someone who is legally blind. And the audio description just opened up a whole new world for me.
Ben walks out of the room as his co-workers shake their heads.
So it was really amazing to have the videos being described. And for me, I felt like I can now see what was happening.
A lot of what the audio description described are things that I normally would have been curious about. And I would have been asking somebody to help me understand.
I had tears in my eyes, knowing that the governing body loves us this much.
I speak Korean.
I speak Japanese. We made a Japanese section and a Korean section, like what we would have at international conventions.
In order to watch the convention simultaneously, we would count 1, 2, 3 and start playing our videos at the same time. This way we were able to watch and sing together.
It really felt like an international convention.
Something that I thought I would miss a lot were the kingdom melodies. So then I wondered, how is this going to work at home? There won't be a crowd, everyone's singing together. How's it going to be? I thought I would really miss it. But then my family and I agreed to sing the kingdom melodies loudly, and it worked. I have never seen my family sing so loudly.
We have 3 children, and all 5 of us here at home, we all got COVID-19. And all during the time that the convention was being shown, we were all exhibiting symptoms. It was a really hard time.
Our family was so encouraged by the convention program this year. My wife, Marisa, even said that to her, it was as if the talks the brothers gave were like hearing advice from a close friend who was sitting right next to you, like they were right in the same room with us.
The convention is very positive. It's contagious. It has really touched our hearts. I truly feel the convention has touched my heart deeply.
Both my mom and my dad, who are right now struggling with very serious illnesses, were able to join myself, my brother, and my sister-in-law, and we were together as a family in our living room. We got to sing together and watch the assembly together, which otherwise just would not have been possible. Despite the struggles, despite the limitations that we may be facing, none of that has stopped Jehovah from reaching out and even being in our own living rooms during this convention.
Jehovah transformed something that Satan is using right now to take away our joy to something that gives us joy. Think about it. We're watching the same spiritual program at the same time with the same speakers, brothers from the governing body. We never imagined that we would have this opportunity.
Okay, are we all set? Okay, we're ready whenever you are, if you want to go ahead.
We are delighted that you could join us for this opening session of the Always Rejoice Convention of Jehovah's Witnesses.
And when everything around you is chaotic,
The one thing you have is your relationship with Jehovah.
I will walk in your truth. Unify my heart to fear your name.
We discovered something we had lost. Joy.
No matter what terror, no matter what trial may come upon us now or in the future, we will be able to continue to rejoice in Jehovah's acts of salvation.
While 2020 seemed to be anything but a time for rejoicing, this year's convention proved that no matter what the circumstance we are in, Jehovah will continue to feed us, and we will continue to worship Him. Thanks to Jehovah, we experienced the truthfulness of Philippians 4:4, that no matter the trial or difficulty, we will always rejoice in the Lord.
Despite changing circumstances, what can we say? Jehovah lived up to the meaning of His name, He causes to become. Things happened in quick succession with the support of His will and Holy Spirit. Now, back to our studio. How encouraging! The second part of the program will be released on January 18th in the video on demand section of JW Broadcasting. And then I'll be back in the studio next month to introduce the last part of the program. To conclude our January monthly program, we'll get to know brothers in the Central African Republic during our video postcard. As its name suggests, the Central African Republic is near the exact center of the African continent, landlocked. It shares its border with six neighboring countries and is comparable in size to France. While it has two official languages, French and Sango, there are also several other tribal languages spoken. The Central African Republic is rich in natural resources, such as diamonds, gold, and timber, not to mention beautiful wildlife, such as antelope, elephants, baboons, leopards, and many others that roam freely. Sadly, this country has endured many years of armed conflicts and civil unrest, which has resulted in severe hardship for the people living there. Despite these hardships, our brothers are working tirelessly to provide spiritual relief. For example, in the Bozoom congregation, there are 70 publishers and several pioneers. Together, they're conducting about 150 Bible studies. Besides caring for their local territory, the branch office has assigned the congregation the care of three isolated groups. These groups are up to 125 kilometers or 78 miles away from Bozoom. Reaching these groups is challenging for our brothers since there is no public transportation and only 3% of the roads in the country are paved. Nevertheless, the Bozoom congregation regularly sends elders to give public talks and conduct the Watchtower study in Bokoronga, since there are no appointed brothers in that group of 10 publishers. Although there is civil unrest in Bokoronga, the group is conducting some 30 Bible studies. The Bocaronga brothers and sisters in the Bozum congregation send their greetings to all of you fellow witnesses worldwide. And we send our greetings back to all of our brothers in the Central African Republic. From the world headquarters of Jehovah's Witnesses, this is JW Broadcasting.